I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Over 60 people are dead and 170 wounded after a suicide bomber struck a mosque in Pakistan. The mosque is inside a police compound, and an inquiry is underway to learn how the bomber got past several layers of security. The attack was claimed by the Pakistani Taliban to avenge the Taliban commander's death last year. Nehemiah with FMI says Christians in Pakistan have to serve with caution, but they're offering Jesus' hope to heartbroken communities. And Lebanon's currency rebounded slightly after reaching a record low on Thursday. The Lebanese pound lost over 97% of its value since the country's financial crisis began in 2019. Protesters filled the streets last week, fueled by anger over the currency devaluation and the port explosion investigation. A Beirut judge renewed the inquiry yesterday after it was delayed for more than a year. Help Horizons International connect people with the God of Hope. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.